This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a return to a historic location to repent and to see our nation's spiritual future awakened. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
In the Bible, God commanded the Israelites to set up altars and monument stones to commemorate the things that God has done for his children and the places that he has led them to for his purposes. Thousands of years later, in 1620, the pilgrims were heading towards their own promised land where they could worship freely. The sea voyage was a grueling 10 weeks with 102 passengers on a ship christened the Mayflower. They intended to land and start their new society near a settlement in Jamestown, Virginia, but a divine wind blew them north to what is now known as Plymouth, Massachusetts. Because they landed well off course and outside of the jurisdiction of the Virginia Company, they needed to form their own government, and the Mayflower Compact was agreed upon, leading to the foundation of what would eventually become the United States of America. Much like the children of Israel, they also set up a memorial stone to remember how God led them to this new world. That monument is more commonly known as Plymouth Rock. During the 400th anniversary year of the beginnings of our nation, the Plymouth Rock has been vandalized twice, once in February with red graffiti, which was cleaned off, and then in September, a can of white paint was dumped on the rock. Our nation's history has been under attack, and God is calling his people to get back to the foundation that he established. For years, Pastor Carter Conlon, the general overseer of Times Square Church, has been leading a weekly virtual prayer meeting that is regularly attended by thousands and thousands of people from 200 countries around the world. Normally, he leads that meeting from New York. But on October 6th, God has led him to get back to the rock and the foundation of our nation. Pastor Conlon divinely met the family who owns the home that is believed to be on the site of the very first house built in the Plymouth Colony, and where the 51 pilgrims who survived the first winter prayed and cried out to God. The very first Thanksgiving was also celebrated in that yard. Pastor Conlon says that, "God said to me, I want you to come back to this very spot where the nation began, and I want you to ask for forgiveness for what you did with the freedom that I gave you 400 years ago. The key is coming on that very spot of ground and saying, God, forgive us for what we have done, and we are asking you, not in our strength, but in our weakness, for one more moment of mercy for this nation. We are going to God, to the place where the nation began, spiritually speaking, and we are going to pray and say, Lord, forgive us. The Lord told Conlon to open up by listing the sins of America, starting with slavery, and go right on through to the sins of today, including abortion. He says that God called this prayer meeting, and the future of America depends on our prayers. This is a do-or-die moment for America. This is it. We either have a spiritual awakening or we plunge into darkness. Without God's intervention of mercy, this nation is finished. May God help us. May God have mercy." This will not be a physical mass gathering, but you can join Pastor Carter Conlon virtually on October 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. for this time of repentance and prayer from this historic location by joining online at itstimetopray.org. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.